The rap was small, but she heard it and the smile licked her lips. She called out sleepily, "Come in." She didn't turn until she heard the door close. Then she rolled over slowly, stretching out one arm, opening her eyes slantly.
Her eyes stretched wide. She raised up and pushed back against the berth wall, her backbone rigid.
"What are you doing here?"
He stood there, in that awful red-pink robe of his hands thrust deep into the pockets. For the first time in her life, she wanted to scream and keep on screaming. The tiny upcurve of his lips had paralyzed her throat. When she could make sound, she whispered, "You get out of here! Get out of here!"
He didn't move. He could kill her now. No one could stop him. They were alone. He mocked, "Are you afraid I'll compromise your good name?"
"Get out," she said it mechanically.
"Get out, get out, get out."
"Don't worry. No one saw me come in. Everyone's gone to lunch." Her eyes stiffened in their sockets. She couldn't speak now. Her mouth was filled with dust. His lips were thin. "I dropped in to ask you to cancel your appointments." Her muscles twitched under the covers.
"I won't keep you long. It is, you realize, purely a business matter."
She opened her parched mouth, but no words came from it.
"Shall we say after dinner?" "Only for a few minutes."
She said, "Get out." The words were dusty.
Was he going away? His hand was on the knob of the door.
She said,
"No."
But he didn't hear it. "I'll expect you. About 9. He dazzled a smile on her.
"You look very beautiful this morning."
If he touched her, she would die. He didn't touch her. The door was blank and empty. She was afraid to move.
And then she rushed, clipped the bolt, and stood there, shivering with cold that wasn't in the room.
She was not safe alone, not even behind this locked door.
She began to dress, with frantic, fumbling fingers.
She mustn't be alone again.